warm welcome to a new episode of our podcast, Masters of the Digital Universe. This is a special edition, the first podcast in 2022 with a special guest. I welcome Amjad, CEO from Mindcurve. Hi, Amjad. Great to have you.
Nice to be here, Leonard. I assume this is the first time you're doing it in English.
No, I think it's already our third podcast in English. So I hope everyone will be able to follow, but I'm sure of it. And let me get back to the special edition. So why is this a special edition? Accelerate and Valiaris, my companies, were acquired by Mindcurve shortly before Christmas. And we are super excited to begin this new year with this new episode as being a part of the Mindcurve group. And we want to use this podcast episode to bring some more background to this acquisition and, of course, to present the Mindcurve group and the approach of the group towards our clients and our combined clients in the next years. So great to have you, Amjad, and it would be fantastic to hear why you and the Mindcurve group chose Accelerate and Valiaris as new partners in crime.
So thank you once again for the welcome. It's been quite an exciting time at Mindcurve the last 12 months, I couldn't be more thrilled to have you guys on board with us. Getting there has been a long journey. Coming to a point where we are in a position to acquire competencies which your company Accelerate and Valiaris have. It took us a while to get there, but we are super, super excited that we were able to execute this. Early in the year, we started a very strategic expansion of our service portfolio with a very strong focus on technology platforms. So we went about acquiring companies in the area of Salesforce, in the area of UX, and PHP, on data sciences, or data platforms. And, all in all, the technology footprint and the service portfolio, which we wanted to basically bring to our clients, we were able to expand that in a very strategic way. But what we didn't have is the ability to consult our clients with the strategic aspects of their business. And, since we were a very strong delivery-focused company, our orientation towards strategy was very limited. We understood the strategic aspects of the business. We understood the necessity and the need for it. But still, our competencies and core focus was on the execution side. So now with Accelerate, we are excited about the possibilities of bringing those two worlds together. And seeing how we can really leverage that relationship to make more exciting and interesting solutions for our clients and also possibilities for our team, to work in different areas of the value chain. So, that's one of the things I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, great to hear. And I think that's I can only add our perspective on this, because actually we were seeing it the other path, if you want to call it that way. So over the last decade of our consulting services, we've always managed to bring new ideas, new strategies to life, but we of course always needed to step out when it came to the aspect of executing it, and actually developing solutions, developing technologies that bring those strategies to life. And for us, it was always a big question how to tackle that. We were super, super excited to find Mindcurve as a partner for so many aspects of our consulting services. So when it comes to our consulting services in regards to business models in the digital commerce environment, when it comes to marketing automation strategies, when it comes to analytics and data insight strategies, it was always the big question, okay, who can actually help us now to implement those strategies and those concepts? And having worked with you guys on several occasions over the past years, I think it was an easy step and an easy decision to then say, okay, let's really bring it all together and actually really give all our talents, as you already mentioned it, the perspective of not only working on the strategy and concept side, but actually really enabling our clients to actually live their live the strategies, bring them to life, and see what and how growth is actually really taking off. So we were very pleased that we could bring those two perspectives together that are very, very aligned already.
Exactly. I mean, we've been talking quite a bit about what kind of identity we have as Mindcurve, and we coined it Strategicutors. We were the ones who could go out and actually take that strategy and create a program out of it which delivers perpetual digital transformation, because having a strategy requires change, it requires transformation. And that was exactly our cup of tea. And, talking to you guys over the years and also going deeper into your services and your consulting approach. I love the term Faust of Auge. That was it. It was such an easy kind of way of engaging, with you and your colleagues. We think that the 1 + 1 = 3 or even 5 is a definite possibility for us. I'm really excited about not just on the customer side of things, but also on being able to now provide lots of possibilities for our Strategicutors, to really work with a great bunch of people who are, focused more on the next level consulting, as you call it, or next level strategy, and making it more tangible. So, we're super excited to get that thing going.
So let's get some more background on where Mindcurve comes from, and especially, of course, some more background on 2021, where five major acquisitions took place. So if you could shed some light on those acquisitions and the group philosophy.
Certainly. So once we got to a certain size as Mindcurve, we very quickly realized that the demands from the market when it comes to capabilities, it was just increasing all the time. And, we were being asked to deliver services left and right of our core capabilities. Expanding our portfolio was a necessity. And we had worked ourselves towards being in a position to do that in an inorganic way. Being able to deploy capital, acquiring capabilities, but with a very clear focus of bringing people together where the culture and the mindset really fit together. Mindcurve, because of the fact that, I come from, the southwest of India and grew up in a completely different environment and then spending nearly, now 22 years here in Germany, I have a unique perspective of things. I call it Jugaad innovation plus made in Germany, bringing the two things together, giving that pragmatic perfection, as I call it, and trying to, create something which is agile enough, but at the same time, extremely, orientated towards long-term stability and sustainability. In order to do all of that, we needed to bring in the right kind of people, people who fit that mindset, people who fit that culture. And that's the qualifying criteria we applied, first focusing on the people and the kind of people we bring together, whether the mindset really fit. And secondly, the competencies, the capabilities, the references they have and so on. You've been in the space for so long, you don't need me to tell you that commerce, data and the cloud are simply the hot topics that are out there, and it's going to stay the same for a considerable amount of time because there's still so much work that needs to be done in the B2B space, to get all these big German businesses, the Mittelstand, to the next level. And, that has been the rationale to bring these companies together. At the beginning of the year, I was optimistic that we would be able to, double ourselves, grow a little bit, organically on the Mindcurve core and bring three acquisitions together. But as a matter of fact, we grew quite a bit. We have, doubled our team size and nearly, You know, we have 400% growth on top line consolidated. So it's a tremendous growth, and we are you know, one of the fastest growing digital transformation companies here in Germany, which has always been our ambition. So we're excited to move forward into 2022 with you guys, which is going to be even more ambitious and exciting. I'm sorry, I'm using the word exciting way too much.
Well, it is exciting. But I totally agree, and I mean we've seen quite a lot of trials on the market to bring together certain agencies, certain consulting companies in order to build a compelling set of solutions for clients out there and for customers out there. And what I think is remarkable about how you tackled this is that you have a very clear focus on digital commerce, and you clearly understand what is required to really tackle all those challenges within those companies from the Mittelstand, from different industries, especially in the B2B environment. And you brought together kind of a set of companies and leaders that are very like-minded, very humble, very dedicated, very motivated to bring their clients to the next level. And it doesn't feel like a set of specialists coming together, but more like already kind of a bigger family, really focusing on the same thing, on the same goal for their clients. And I think this is basically what I always wanted to be part of with our companies, as we see ourselves also as best of breed in the sense of digital commerce consulting. I think the other parts of the Mindcurve Group also serve as it's kind of a best of breed approach to their specific areas of digital transformation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what you say is really something which you know, I believe in truly, because you know, creating that environment, you know, we've coined it the memorable workplace experience. You know, when we started the company, one of the things we, you know, which was very close to our hearts, was to create a work experience where people who stay with us, you know, irrespective of whether it's 3 years or 5 years or 10 years, should always look back very fondly about the time they spend with us. And, you know, that kind of mindset, you know, the leadership style, you know, just creates an environment of positivity, you know, where people are indeed motivated and coming together, really caring for each other, and doing the best you know, of their abilities to deliver solutions and services to our clients. So you know, that's something which we truly believe in, and that's also been sort of the filtering criteria when it came down to selecting the partners, you know, we have brought together. And you're absolutely right, for me it feels like a family, you know, it's you know, bunch of people who really want to do great stuff. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, the ambition and the competence is extremely high, but at the same time, you know, they are really humble, you know, bodenständig. You know, I love those words, you know, Mut and Demut. You know, it's a lot of ambition, but at the same time, you know, humble enough to understand that there is still a long, long way to go and a lot of hard work in front of us. So, your assessment on that is absolutely spot on.
So could you please provide just some details on the single transactions and single group companies that now came together to be assembled to the Mindcurve Group in 2021?
Yeah, so you know, we started off you know, with three acquisitions in parallel. So that was quite an ambitious sort of target. We had the Cloud Consulting Group team, you know, based out of Munich and Frankfurt. You know, they're one of the top Salesforce implementation partners out there. You know, Mario Raab and Peter Eber, the managing directors of the companies, we met them late last year, and you know, there was an immediate click with them, you know, in terms of cultural vibes and what we wanted to achieve together. And it was then a matter of executing it, and you know, they had lots of options on the table but they chose to come with us. So that was, you know, that was the first acquisition we completed. They're growing fast. I mean, you know, their order books are so full. I mean, I was having a chat with them yesterday. They're like, you know, please give us more team, you know, a bigger team. We need more. So that's going really well. And one of the, let's say, the strategic goals we had together with them was to build out a Salesforce commerce practice. You know, because they bring competencies in the area of Salesforce marketing and Salesforce Marketing Cloud, Service Cloud, and Sales Cloud, but they didn't have the Commerce Cloud competencies, and we wanted to build up that competencies together. And they wanted to profit from our ability to scale out in our nearshore and offshoring centers. So, you know, our approach to delivery is always a mixture, as we call it. We bring the best people together from different locations. So they wanted to really profit from that kind of a backbone, which we had built up over the last 10 years. The second acquisition we did was Igniti. It's a commerce and a digital solutions provider out of Vienna. They're a very technical team, which with a lot of competency on the PHP stacks. So, you know, the Adobe Magento and Spryker and so forth. And they also build solutions, embedded solutions for manufacturers. So, you know, that's a special capability they have. They build IoT solutions, and that was quite unique. And some of their clients, they're really market leaders in their segments, and we're supporting them with really high end solutions with product development and as such. The third acquisition we did was Visivig. Visivig is an award winning digital agency from Düsseldorf, been around for over 20-25 years. Won multiple awards, and that's a competency which any company would aspire to be, any technology company that want to build, you know, top-notch solutions need that UX and design competence, not just from a marketing viewpoint, but really from a transactional viewpoint, which is where, you know, we come from, you know, this transactional B2B kind of businesses. And Florian and his team have years of experience doing just that, and having worked with him on multiple projects over the last 15 years, it was a very easy decision to come together and decide to be part of one group, one family, so to speak. The fourth one we did was Initials, Hamburg. You know, Andre Henkel and his team joined us again. It was another, very interesting company that was specialized in Snowflake, Databricks, Azure. You know, leading data data engineering company. Really great people. You know, so excited to bring to come together with them. It was one of those things. You know, you meet somebody for the first time and you just feel like, you know, you're in an echo chamber. You just, everything just fits. You know, the way you look at the world, the way you look at leadership, people, you know, customers. And yeah, we got that done as well in record time. And there again, they had multiple opportunities, but they said, you know, this is the journey they want to be part of. And that was, again, you know, such an amazing company deciding that our journey was the one they wanted to be part of was pretty good. It gave me a good feeling, you know. We are on the right track, because, you know, we all suffer a little bit from an imposter syndrome. You know, you do your best and you're confident, but at the same time, there's still some elements of doubt. You know, it's like, oh, am I always doing the right thing? But when you have guys like Andre and Florian and Frank and all of them joining us, it just tells us that we are on a good track. So, you know, add to that you and Mark deciding that a Mindcurve platform might not be the worst thing for your company. It's pretty good.
Yeah, what a year. And perhaps in order to summarize, just from our experience, I think we are super excited about this step, as I already mentioned, because being a part of the Mindcurve group, we can now accompany our customers even beyond our consulting and due diligence services, and of course serve them from even more locations in Germany and outside of Germany. So that is extremely exciting for us. How would you summarize 2021?
2021 went beyond expectations. I did think quite deeply about it. I thought I set myself a very ambitious target. But in the end, we just overachieve everything we could possibly imagine and more. It was an interesting learning experience as far as I'm concerned, because we don't come from a culture of setting big targets and trying to go after them and so on. We organically grew, we did the best we could, and moving into a more, professional kind of environment, that transition was really an eye opener for me. I always had this in my mind, that we should set ourselves ambitious target, and if we don't achieve them, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. But then after 2021, I'm a bit in thought about what kind of targets is realistic and what is ambitious in the kind of market we are in. So that's something which is quite a interesting kind of thought process I need to go through.
And while you speak and while we speak, 2022 is already up and running, and there are a lot of new challenges and also new opportunities on the table. That's why I think it's so hard to keep thinking, and you need to find a quiet place to think about that.
So what I always believe is, or more of late, what I believe is, I think the growth of the company is probably going to be defined by all the opportunities we say no to, because there is so much work you can do, and the quality of the work to a very large degree affects the culture in the organization. The high quality work with great customers always is an easier thing to manage than vice versa. So that's that selection criteria, what we apply to the opportunities we pursue and engage on, that is going to be very much a defining factor. So sticking to our core, finding the right kind of businesses that we can service with a great level of assurance and quality, picking those kind of things is going to be the key for us. That's where our leadership is going to be tested, because, how do we manage and balance the qualitative goals with the quantitative goals? How do we balance those out? And that's going to be the biggest challenge, especially in a growth market. As somebody pointed out, it's Mangelverwaltung of a different kind.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, from the perspective of a professional service firm, I think being selective about the clients you want to advise, you want to support, or you serve, I mean, that's the biggest gift you can have. We definitely we're very proud to have all those clients, especially in those COVID times, that we really actually wanted to serve, and we had this feeling of having this great opportunity to bring them to the next level. And I think in the next years, that would be, of course, our aim as well. Looking at the next years, and especially at 2022, everyone is already talking about the new major trends, the new major developments. From our perspective, I think there's not a lot of changes to what is on the table in regards to the companies in comparison to 2021 and 2022. But what we see is that, of course, there's the level of maturity in thinking about digital and also acting upon the digital opportunities is rising in also many related B2B industries. And when we talk about B2B industries, perhaps as one of the first focus areas we talk about now in the outlook section, we definitely see a higher complexity in processes, in customer journeys, and so on. So there's a higher demand on finding partners that can really deliver solutions, deliver concepts that bring those complexity to a more digestible level, and bringing new ideas on the table where companies, especially in the B2B environment, can also get closer to their customers, understanding them better, and to actually serve them on a more personal and even individual level. So I would be really interested to hear your thoughts on how you and Mindcurve as a group is tackling those aspects, especially in the B2B environment.
Yeah, so right from very early on, our focus has been on B2B and transformation projects in the B2B space. You know, most of our initial customers were companies that wanted to build up digital sales channels. So there was a certain element of transition from the traditional fax and phone and agent-driven sales to a more self-service. And what we noticed very quickly, already in 2010, was the need for hyper-personalization. So, every customer had an individual price on an individual product with individual processing instructions to delivery conditions to whatnot. So, the depth you need to go to from being right at the top, it's a nice website with a button which shows how many products are available, to plugging that all the way down to your logistics. That's a different level of complexity. And that's been our bread and butter business for years. So that kind of business is what we as a company, we're very strong in and have the technological capabilities. Now, what we also noticed during, building these projects is we were sort of consumers of decisions that were already made, by the larger consulting houses or advisors of our clients. So we had very little input to be delivered into those kind of projects. Now, what we want to change is definitely be earlier at the table when it comes to these discussions. So, we've gathered so much practical experience when it comes to change management and transformation. We can advise on how to prioritize, how to go about building these solutions in a way we deliver perpetual solutions, that it's not something you just build something out and then just throw it over the fence and expect everybody to use it, but actually drive true perpetual change over a longer period of time. And that's where we are focused on, and that's where we are geared towards, our ways of working, the way we integrate with our portfolio companies, the acquired companies, the way we talk to our customers. Everything is geared towards delivering that kind of an end-to-end experience. We're not going to do, simple, here's an e-commerce shop on, to sell t-shirts and caps. That's not where we shine, where our USPs are brought to the fore. Ours is definitely on the complex side of things. And the way we've evolved over the years, we are fully prepared to tackle that. Where we are perhaps not so strong yet is on the CPQ side, because that's one capability we believe going forward would be very interesting to have in our portfolio, because more complex products require a higher degree of customization during the purchasing process. So building capabilities out in that area would be a growth dimension for us for going forward.
And you tackled one from my point of view, very, very interesting topic, and that's not... It's coming out of your mouth is even more interesting, because typically solution providers and solution engineers, they talk a lot about the technology and how the technology can help and enable certain organizations to flourish or organizations to grow. And from our point of view, technologies and solutions are in the digital environment are critical to get to the next level, to get the foundation for a scalable business. But in the end, it's super important to really get the organizational units that actually work with those solutions, get them aligned, and also aligned with all the business areas that in the end define those processes and those business strategies. And I think this kind of organizational transformation is something that I see as a very important topic for this and the next years, because in the last years, I think there was a lot of reactive measures being taken also in regards to the pandemic, a lot of new technologies being installed, being integrated, technology architectures being transformed, also already from a more end-to-end perspective, but now really bringing it to life and bringing processes to life, really on a customer-focused, from a customer-focused perspective. I think that's kind of the big next step, and organizations need to be enabled from different perspectives at that point. So also from a business, but also from a technology perspective, being enabled to actually really use all that great software, great solutions, bring them to life in order to get the organization to the next level.
Yeah, so you know, one of the trends we see is the whole composable movement. You know, how these best of breed solutions can be stitched together to create, exactly what you say, that best in class, best in the best possible experience when it comes to customer engagement or business user engagement. So that composable approach is extremely important. We see that there's a certain amount of formality that is now forming in the market. You know, the Mac Alliance is an example of such a movement, which is bringing together the different partners and vendors to create that kind of an approach, which the customers can hugely benefit from, because there's so much stuff out there, and it's very difficult for customers to choose a vendor or a solution. And that's where our companies like Mindcurve are really well positioned to actually bring that entire the strategic angle all the way down to the tech. Really deep level tech, and how it can be used to leverage the business and create significant impact there. So we're well positioned on doing that, and it's not something we just started yesterday or the day before. This has been our approach for years. We see a lot of new terms popping up for things we've done in the past, which is in a way good, because you need that little bit of that marketing hype to have a higher level of adoption. Yeah. But it just puts us in a pretty good position, simply because we have a lot more practical experience of delivering these kind of projects and solutions. Now with the way things are evolving, it's going to be the thing as far as we're concerned. So we're looking forward to that.
We're also looking forward to that. We did our due diligence on Mindcurve. You did the due diligence on Xcelerate and Valiaris. And I think we came to the conclusion that those combined services can actually really be of tremendous help for our clients, for our existing clients, but also for new clients, not only in the DACH region, but also in Europe and the rest of the world. And we're super thrilled to get on that journey and to work together on as many projects as possible, to bring this practical experience from a technology perspective and this practical experience from a business perspective together. And at that point, I can only say thanks a lot, Amjad, for your time. Yeah, and I hope to see you soon in person again. All the best until then.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.